The drive continues with Need to Know Basis on TSN 1200.
Welcome back. Hour number three of The Drive. Lever Sage, Graham Creech from the CTC. Matt Conesvita back at 87 George Street in the market. Before we tell people what they need to know, Matt, can you please tell them about the music and Elevator Dave and Elevator Dave's comments to you? Because I feel like we need to get this out of the way. He has programmed the music today. He works the elevator here at the CTC, does Dave. And I'm trying to stick up for him here when I say he's a tremendous guy. Tremendous guy. And I was worried at the end of this program that I wouldn't feel as good about Dave as I did before the program began.
Well, I'm still as you on said, track, Matt. Elevator Dave is the best. And, I mean, he's also a big Green Bay Packers fan, so we've been talking Packers a bunch for years. He gave me some tips ahead of my visit to Lambeau. He hasn't caught a game there, but he's been to the Hall of Fame and stuff, and he's checked it out. And for a lot of time this season, he's been talking to me, talking to you about how, like, he wants some songs played that he thought that you would absolutely love on the show. And so I've been telling Dave for a while now, like, get me a list and I'm going to make it happen. And I wanted to make it happen on a game day where you'd see him at the rink. And so I chose today, one of the last home games, weekday home games of the season. And Dave is listening this afternoon. Dave's family is listening. And when he heard you guys talking at the end of last hour and heard you reading some of the reaction from our listeners, he just sent me a little message saying, nyuk, nyuk, nyuk. With the sunglasses emoji. And I said, the listeners are turning on you, Dave. And he said, as they should. But they know nothing of classic music. By the way, my family listening, they're turning on me too.
Oh, no. That's fantastic.
Oh, I'm loving it.
I'm always good when a family turns on one of their own based on their musical selection. Tyler
you can
Clevin.
Just see them rolling their eyes at him in every song that comes
exactly.
on.
I just can't wait to for your inner. I won't see it. I got to run right after the show today. But I can't wait. Like, you have 2 hours off. Mm-hmm. You should go straight to the elevator. Or, you know what? I think maybe around that time, Dave might be hanging out outside of the elevator near the press box. I can't wait to see or hear how you greet him and what you say to him. Because I can picture it.
What do you picture, Graham?
Just an over-the-top Lee, like, Dave, I love you, but this was terrible. And you'll go on and on and on about your opinion of the music. Although, Dave, just remember that Lee doesn't like most people's taste in music.
Graham, I'll counter this. Have you enjoyed the music today?
I thought it started awesome.
Have you enjoyed the music today?
No.
Okay. Here's what you need to know.
I wanted to say something nice.
Yeah, we keep talking about how great of a guy he is. I think that's nice enough. Tyler Clevin, going to have the night that he's been looking forward to his entire life. So far, he'll make his National Hockey League debut for the Ottawa Senators tonight against the Philadelphia Flyers. And how can you not be excited if you're coming to the rink watching Tyler Clevin play? He's going to get the hot lap. He's going to get everything that he needs to have a special night. And, you know, some former teammates, people who went to North Dakota, going to be here. You know how the room really loves these type of situations. And so, you know, that'll jack him up tonight. Clevin and Holden will be paired together on the third pair tonight.
Just saw Mr. Clevin walk in the building on our last commercial break. I went to get some more water and saw his walk in. That Dave Joy was grabbed on for TSN 5, which I'm sure all the viewers will see later on the broadcast. And yeah, looking sharp, looking ready to rock.
Will Cam Talbot look the same? Looks like he's going to go tonight. In goal, back for the Ottawa Senators. Claude Giroux's good to go. And they did mention this morning, thought it was interesting, Kachuk hasn't faced Brendan Lemieux since the bite in L.A., and DJ Smith doesn't want Kachuk to go after him because it's a bad trade-off. That to me will be an interesting situation if the game is out of hand one way or the other. I don't think people forget things like that. That's all. Looking forward to it tonight.
Yeah.
7 o'clock drop of the puck.
It'll be interesting for sure. It's a storyline. But A, he's not very good, and B, I don't see him challenging Brady to a fight anyways.
No, I see it the other way. I think if Ottawa's up,
Brady... Well, yeah, that's my point, though, is if they're not up or if it's a close game, I don't think Brady's going to go out of his way to put his team at a disadvantage.
No, I never would have thought that. But if the game is out of hand, I can understand Brady deciding, you know what? I've loved the way that he's talked sometimes. There's the talk about being taken off the ice in different situations and how important he is to his team. And he knows how important he is to his team. But he's also kind of the, I don't take any crap. Like, if I need to go and do something about the situation, I will. I love that about Brady. Because I believe him.
100%. We saw it in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Where he was challenged from a player on the bench. And then what did he do? He fought him immediately after.
All right. So if you are still clinging to the hope.
We need the Brickhead drop at some point today.
The Brickhead?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what that is?
No.
Brady called him a Brickhead?
Have we heard the drop, though, on our station?
100%. I've used it.
Okay.
I don't know if it's in the system, but I...
Okay. I haven't heard the drop, is all I'm saying. If you are holding out to some playoff hopes for the Ottawa Senators tonight, you not only hope they beat the Philadelphia Flyers and get 2 points, but a really interesting game to me in Pittsburgh, because the Penguins holding down the final playoff spot in the East... or at home to Nashville. And you're thinking, okay, well, they'll probably win that game, but will they? Nashville, and you pointed this out before, Graham, they're only 3 points back of Winnipeg. They have 2 games in hand. So you talk about 2 teams that are right on that borderline of the playoffs, Nashville and Pittsburgh. They both got a lot to play for tonight in Pittsburgh at 7 o'clock. The Florida Panthers. Also, you'll be watching them if you're an Ottawa Senators fan, hoping the Montreal Canadiens, unlike the Leafs, can do you a favor tonight and beat the Florida Panthers. Florida beat the Leafs in overtime last night. And have they thrown out the first pitch? Not yet?
No, but I'm trying to look this up.
Toronto Blue Jays and the St. Louis Cardinals. And just have someone finish need to know with 67.
Yeah, I was going to jump in on your question about the St. Louis Cardinals and
okay, well, we'll talk about that. 67s and the Oshawa Generals. Game one tonight at the Slush Puppy Center. You can hear Kenny Walls with the call, 580 CFRA at 7 o'clock. That's what you need to know.
So I'm trying to figure out who just did the anthem. I've been Googling, but it looked like a member of the Cardinals did the anthem.
Really?
And if it wasn't, whoever the anthem singer was in full Major League Baseball player gear. But, like, everything. Belts, pants, cleats. But I'm pretty sure it was a player. We couldn't hear it. We don't have the TV on because we're on the air. But I'm pretty sure a Cardinal did the anthems. I'm just trying to look, but I haven't seen.
Yeah, it looks like... Was it Adam Wainwright that did it?
Yeah. It could have been him.
It is. Adam Wainwright.
Amazing.
Sang the U.S. anthem today and apparently killed it.
It looked like he killed it because he was fired up after and people were coming.
Yeah.
Like you could tell people were excited.
If you didn't do a good job, you'd kind of be, people would be excited for you, but you might not react that way yourself. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that.
I was going to say, I don't think I've ever seen that before.
How did Carl Lewis react after his legendary anthem? Yeah, probably not the same way that Adam did. Uh-oh.
That would get me, as a fan, even more excited. Like, a good anthem before a game, I love. I'm a big proponent of the anthems before games. I know some people don't like it. I get it. But if I was a fan of a team and a player on the team on opening night sang the anthem and killed it and then went out there and played, look, let's go.
Pretty cool. And yeah, a bunch of texters confirming that it was Wainwright.
It was
Wainwright. I didn't, like, we were discussing, yeah, we were talking, and I didn't see, like, the name, and I recognized the player, but I don't know Wainwright well enough to, especially without a ball cap on, to see who it was, but I could tell. I'm like, it has to be a player.
full uniform. Like, yeah.
Oh, man, that's
cool. Who
would
get dressed up in a full uniform if they didn't have to? Alek Manoah on the hill for the Jays here on...
Not yet, he isn't. Because the Jays are up to bat first. Let's go. Let's make a big start to the season, Lee.
422 feet in his first at-bat. Aaron Judge hit one out of the ballpark for the New York Yankees this afternoon. That would have been pretty cool. Like, opening day in New York's a big thing, right? And Aaron Judge...
Well, you know where it's a big thing? Cincinnati.
Just saw the video of what it's like in Cincinnati downtown.
What the heck?
It looks like they just won the World Series, yeah, and there's a parade going down the streets of Cincinnati. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, bonkers. Is that like it every year?
I don't know.
That was so cool.
I've never seen it before, but I saw the video. It's like opening day. They take their baseball seriously here in Cincinnati. I guess so. Like, there's thousands.
Streets jammed with red.
Yeah, everyone's wearing red and jammed. Like, not just a few people.
Yeah, like you said, it looked like a championship parade. Wild.
I hope they're...
Sorry, I interrupted your Judge thought, but I just... You're like, oh, they take seriously opening day in New York. Well, they do too in Cincinnati.
They really do. It was... If you haven't seen the video, you can Google it. It's wild.
Would you like to see Joey Votto potentially end up a Jay?
Yep.
The deadline?
Yep. Because two things.
No matter what's left in the tank kind of thing?
Yeah, because I think they'd only trade for him in two different situations. One where they were in it and they needed another bat and he didn't have to be anything but coming off the bench and maybe contributing a little bit here and there. And or, unfortunately, the Blue Jays would be out of it. And I don't think the trade would be a very big one. And Joey Votto could come and finish his career where he wants to. So, yeah, I'd be a proponent of it. But I would never expect Joey Votto to be a big part of anything down the stretch. It would just be one of those, boy, it'd be a really nice sight to see Joey Votto wear a Blue Jays uniform before he retired.
Well, and potentially go with a championship.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope it's scenario number one when I say that.
Well, scenario two doesn't make much sense from his perspective. I think it would be, I'd be more proud of
one team
wrapping up my career with, yep, with one team, which is like he's had opportunity to leave and to go chase the championship, and he hasn't. So why, if the Jays are out of it, yeah, let's go play meaningless baseball just because they're a Canadian team.
All right, Connors Vita, play the clip. You can talk about me.
He decides it's, I don't even know what he's thinking. He's just a complete brickhead.
Thanks, Matty. You hadn't heard that before?
Well, I heard it when he said it. I had not heard it played since.
Yeah, it wasn't in the system. I had to go through the archives to track it down. It's going to be in the system now, though.
Yeah, nice. I definitely have it in one of my folders or something, but I good job grabbing that, and good job making sure it's in the system now, because that's got to be one that's in the system permanently.
He's just a complete brickhead.
See, that, and you've clipped it very well there.
It's so good.
It is.
I liked the slightly longer one where he's like trying to figure out how to even talk about the guy. And but the short and sweet one is the best.
He's just a complete brickhead.
That's like, we could have, hey, like Lee, Dane, War 43, Christoph Schubert.
He's just a complete brickhead.
Brickhead answer, Lee.
Will somebody hear
that? Sounds like
that?
The drive has a new drop.
Will somebody hear that
two new
sound
drops
when they come back? Because after Matt Conesvita looks at your traffic and weather, we'll line up the calls again at 750-1200, star 1200 on the Bell Network.
This time for Sens Canes.
Exactly. Sens Canes, 4 tickets on the line, and we'll ask you a trivia question when you get on the line. And by the way, to your point, trending on Twitter, both Ryan Reynolds and Adam Wainwright right now. They're about to throw the first pitch here in a minute or two. The Blue Jays in St. Louis to take on the Cardinals. We'll come back with more of The Drive on TSN 1200.
Let's get back to The Drive on the home of the Sens, TSN 1200.
Welcome back to The Drive. Lieber Sage, Graham Creech here at the Canadian Tire Center. Matt Conesvita back at the studio, 87 George Street in the market. Blue Jays underway and runners at first and third with one out in the top of the first inning. Springer and Bichette with singles. Vladdy's out and Varsho with his first plate appearance as a Blue Jay.
But a nice first plate appearance, cash in and run in would be nice.
And the pitch clock at the bottom of the screen, which I love. Dalton Varsho up. Yeah, we'll get to the trivia here in just a second, but jacked up about.
You want to see the first run of the season. That's what you're
waiting
for.
Kind of do, yeah. All right.
Get to the trivia.
Great radio listening to you watch baseball league.
Hey, you guys are the host, okay? You guys can do things too.
Oh, I didn't know that you wanted me, Conesvita and I, just to carry on conversation while you just turned around and ignore us.
I do when you do this all the time.
No, I'm. That's not true.
Dave, welcome to the show, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing great.
You want to go and see the Ottawa Senators and the Carolina Hurricanes?
I would like to see them.
All right. Well, I'm going to hit you with a really easy one. How about that? Trivia question. Very easy one, and we're sticking with the madness here.
All right.
Okay, Florida Atlantic's playing San Diego State in the semifinals coming up. Give me either one of the last names of those teams.
San Diego State Aztec.
First one out of the block, Dave. And what I really love about that is Joe the Leafs fan was up next.
Oh, a Leafs fan winning Sens tickets?
Exactly. So I'm happy, Dave, that you have won that, and you know your sports, because that's not necessarily easy for everybody. So, congratulations. Stay on the line, talk to Matt Conesvita, and you are going with 3 others to the Sens and the Canes April the 10th. Congratulations.
Nice. Owls would be FAU. That was a good question, because that's, I think if you're not following. There you go, Lee. Turn around. See, you can do two things at once. You can watch and speak. You don't just watch and then not stop speaking.
My back is to the television.
Yeah, I know, but you can speak right now. It's 1-0 Toronto. Varsho picks up his first RBI as a Jay with a double to cash George Springer. Now, Jays runners on second and third with one out.
Fantastic.
Nice. That's how you introduce yourself to a team, eh? Here we go.
He had both hands in the air, stand at second base. Yeah, he was excited about that. Florida Atlantic got the name because its campus was declared a burrowing owl sanctuary 52 years ago. And that's how they got their name of the
Owls. Love a good story behind a nickname for a team.
The whole point of this was the fact that there are 5 teams with the Tigers, 4 with the Bulldogs, and 4 with the Wildcats. So the Tigers that we were going over earlier, Graham, Auburn, Memphis, Missouri, Princeton, and Texas Southern Tigers, just in the tournament, March Madness is what we're talking about. Now, I know there are other teams like LSU.
There's about 100 more in college sports, yes.
Just in March Madness. So for the Bulldogs, there's Drake, Gonzaga, Mississippi State, and UNC Asheville. And for the Wildcats, Arizona, Kansas State, Kentucky, and Northwestern
How about
all Wildcats?
How about a 2 RBI single for Kirk?
You know what? I don't know if there is a player that grew on me more than Kirk last year. For I didn't realize this guy's just a machine at the plate. Like, one of the best hitters I've ever seen.
0-2 as well.
Was it?
Yeah.
But one of the best hitters I've ever seen. Like, when you sit down and you watch him and you understand how good he is, he's almost impossible to strike out. Impossible. And he gets a bat on everything, and he looped one into center field. Nice start for Adam Wainwright and his Cardinals. Adam Wainwright sang the national anthem. Apparently did a really, really good job. But the Blue Jays have 3 runs in the top of the first with only 1 out. So that's a nice start for the Toronto Blue Jays. Yeah, Adam Wainwright not on the mound. I guess he was too much preparation for
the
national anthem.
You can't be the opening day pitcher and singing out the anthem.
All right, what do you expect here tonight? Creature, you got Tyler Kleven, I think is the big story. But Cam Talbot back in goal. And, you know, from their perspective, doesn't matter what you or I or anybody else thinks, from their perspective, it's must win. Keep yourself in the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they would view it as must win as well. Of course. Philly's playing well right now. And there's no free games in the league. But yeah, I think obviously they know the score. They know what's going on. They need to win this game. I'm expecting a good effort. They've shown that despite their record in their last 10 games or so. They played pretty good hockey. The losses that they have had that just unable to win have been pretty good efforts against really good teams. So continue playing well and see if he could pick up another W here. Be obviously a big task without Thomas Chabot and Jake Chychrun. You need the entire blue line to step up, but as we've seen, especially in the second half of the season, of course, Jake Sanderson, he's with everyone healthy, he's their number one defenseman. But the way he's been playing, the way that Brännström has stepped up his game, both the strides he's made defending, and he's chipping in a little bit of offense lately as well. He just looks very comfortable out there. So I would expect him to take on more of a role as they try to live life without 2 of their best defensemen. And Tyler Kleven obviously is the one that I think a lot of people would come to the rink to get a glimpse of the rookie and see how big he looks. Are we going to see that physical presence immediately? Don't chase any big hits, but if there's one there, I think that's a lot of people would like to see, right? Big hit. And maybe if you can unleash a bomb from the point as well, would be pretty cool. But I think in an NHL debut coming from college, there's another base hit for the Jays. you just want to expect, or you just want to see 50-50 shifts, not get, like, don't stand out. If at the end of the game you don't really stand out, it's probably a good thing in your first game. But if we can get a glimpse of what a lot of people expect him to be at some point, whether it's as soon as next season or beyond, that'd be pretty awesome.
Sanderson and Zoo, Brännström, Hamonic, Kleven, and Holden.
Didn't even mention the scoring threat that Travis Hamonic has become, on top of the block shots and the cracked Adam's apple and everything he has done for the troops back there.
Erik Brännström finally starting to find the back of the net in the last little while as well. So, yeah, there's some good things happening. Brännström, Kleven, Hamonic. I think you look at those 3 guys and go, where do they fit next year? Do they all fit next year? And to me, I think I'm focusing in on those 3 guys. If Kleven continues to play here for the rest of the season, how do those 3 fit? Do they fit here in Ottawa on the blue line?
Yes.
All of them?
Yes. Impossible to answer for Kleven. Nobody's seen him.
Right.
So is it going to be out of training camp next year? Is it going to be halfway through the season? Does he need a full season in Belleville? Who knows? But obviously he fits within the organization. And and we'll see where the development goes. And then I think both Brännström and Hamonic fit as well, given it, it has to make sense in terms of term and money. And the only way I would think that they don't fit is if the Senators go out and acquire another defenseman that they would think would be an improvement on one of those guys. But yeah, I think all three guys could be a part of the organization next year. Depending on, maybe one of them is more of a seven coming into the lineup, but they have a deeper blue line and yeah, I think those guys can contribute. I'm comfortable going in to the season with Brännström and Hamonic as your third pair right now.
And that was going to be my question with maybe Klevin or JBD as the next guy. If your defense looks like, I'll just say Sanderson and Zub and then Shabbat and Chychrun. I don't know how that would all work out, but let's just say it would be that way. Brännström, Hamonic, your third pair, and then one of JBD or Klevin. You'd be comfortable going into the season?
Yes, of course.
I think it would be interesting to see if something else was available, because I now think this has become a group. And I know we were talking about the Blue Jays, and I was comparing the Blue Jays a little bit to the Senators. Not that they're at the exact same point, but I think there's a lot of similarities in their growth to the rest of the National Hockey League. I think the Senators have finally become, and we'll see how the ownership turns this even more in the offseason, which I think it will, as a destination that people want to come and play. And the Senators can be choosy about that. We don't even know who will be in charge, that kind of stuff. But I don't know of a time that they might be more of a desirable place for people to play than coming up this summer. Because you have a lot of people around the league kind of talking about what this team is all about and kind of where they are and ready to take the next step. And there might be more people than usual interested in coming to the Ottawa Senators. And even if you just got one, even if you just got one guy that you thought you might not be able to get, but now you can go and get him, and you make that splash for ownership coming in, just one guy. I don't know if that's a forward or defensive. Maybe it's a goalie, but
I don't know if a splash needs to be made. I think it's more filling in other areas, like depth on the forward group. Maybe it is a depth blue liner. Maybe it is a goaltender with NHL pedigree that can come in, and because just the uncertainty of Forsberg bouncing back from two knee injuries, and just where Sogard is at, is he ready for the NHL? Does he need a little bit more seasoning, or is he close to ready? But also maybe you want to just improve the area to give yourself a better chance to make the postseason next year. I don't know what that answer is, but I don't think there's any splash that needs to be made.
Right, but that doesn't mean they won't do it. Like,
where would you make a splash?
What do you mean? You could make one anywhere. I could sit here and argue that if they brought in another top four defenseman, if they found somebody else and you had Brännström and Zub or somebody on your 5-6, that this would be not just a good defense core. It'd be like a great best in the league, rivaling, I don't know, the Avalanche, the Devils, whoever you want to put up as your top defense core is in the league, that one more guy, like, of that status could be like, and I think new ownership sometimes wants to do that, and I agree with you. I don't know if it's needed. I just think they might want to do something. That's all. We'll take a break. Come back with a final segment and get you into the pregame show at 5. And the puck drops at 7. Tyler Klevin makes his National Hockey League debut for the Ottawa Senators as they take on the Philadelphia Flyers here on TSN 1200.
The Drive continues on TSN 1200.
Welcome back to The Drive. Lever Sage, Graham Creech here at the CTC. Matt Consvita back at 87 George Street in the market. 3-1, the Blue Jays now up. Cardinals with runners at first and third with one out at the bottom of the first. It's opening day, baby. Already 4 runs in the first inning. Could be more.
No comment on the tune?
I'm trying to just let it wait till it goes away.
Mel Torme, just crooning away. Thank you for the playlist today, Elevator Dave. I'll be seeing you shortly. I'm about to hop in the car to sit in traffic and head out to see you gentlemen at the CTC and ride the elevator with Dave.
Yeah, thank you, Dave.
I know a lot of our listeners haven't been enjoying it, but it's been a fun... Like, you're not going to hear this on the drive every day.
Or ever again.
Yeah.
So, well, a lot of our...
I'll take the Kill Bill music.
Zamfir? The pan flute might make another appearance at some point.
The listener and I, when it comes to music, don't often agree. We are in total lockstep here this afternoon on the tunes being played. Dave, gone down a notch in my book.
I know Jofa McCooperall's texted back in saying, that's a great story, guys. I can appreciate the selections a little more knowing the backstory. Rock on, Dave.
Yeah, rock on.
So Elevator Dave has converted Jofa McCooperall's, at least.
Quick note here, Vanier Cup, heading to Queen's University in 2023 and 2024. First time the game will be played in Kingston. They did host a Canadian University Championship game in 1920, Graham, in 1929, but have never hosted what is now called the Vanier Cup. It's going to Kingston for the next couple of years. So I think that's good. Gives us, I think it's a really nice middle ground, I think, between a lot of the schools in, you know, Toronto and Quebec and Ottawa. And it kind of is a different place to be able to go. And I did read something about the Gaels being the most watched university team of all of the teams. Between basketball and football, the Gaels were the most watched team.
Really?
Yeah.
Watched like TV numbers or attendance? Like,
I believe in attendance in all of their games. Good for them.
Huh.
Well supported.
Neat.
Pitch clock's winding down, Graham. 7, 6,
you love it, eh?
5. Yep. I do. But I love it for the hitters, too. Because the hitters know the pitcher has to go. Like, there's no trying to wait you out, and then I'm going to step off the mound and any of that stuff. It really has improved the way the game flows. I think Alejandro Kirk lost a contact lens here. All right, so if you're an Ottawa Senator fan, you want them to win. You need Nashville in a big way.
I just love that your competitive loss thing is out of your vocabulary for the time being.
And you need the Montreal Canadiens. So on the scorecard tonight reads Ottawa, Montreal, Nashville.
Feels like a parlay.
If all those teams can win, Senators will wake up tomorrow morning in a better spot. And then going into the weekend, they got, you know, chance for 4 more points. Coming up against Toronto and Columbus Saturday and Sunday. But they got to get through the Flyers here first. Cam Talbot hasn't been announced, but looks like he's going to go against his former team. Coming back into the lineup and Tyler Cleven. So some things to look forward to with Steve Lloyd and company. What do you got going on tonight? Did you win last night?
Tied.
What do you mean tie? It's the championships.
It's a tournament round robin.
It's got to be like OT or 5 minutes. OT, shootout, something.
We had a discussion yesterday about how much ice costs in the city. I think round robin play, there ain't no overtime or shootouts, Lee. It's on to the next game.
Pair the game down. Leave a little extra time for that.
Blue Jays got out of it a little bit. 3-1 after one.
Oh, good. So what do you need? Do you need to win out here in the round robin?
Well, we've only played one game, but winning out would be nice. Yeah, I'd like to go 2-0-1-1.
What's the format, though? Does two teams get through?
4 teams.
From each group get through?
Well, 4 teams in total. There's 2 semifinals.
Oh, so you're going to the semis no matter what?
No. No matter what, no.
explain the format then.
It's a tournament where you play a three game round robin. The top four teams move on to the semifinal. There's 10 teams. Yeah.
Okay. So you got to win out. Get it done tonight. 1-1-1. It's not going to cut it.
Why are you just handing us a L column there for no reason?
I'm not. I'm saying it's not going to cut it. So go out there, win tonight.
It's plan, Lee.
Jacked up about it. All right. Good
you
luck.
You are?
No, you are.
No.
We'll see you tomorrow, though. 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
On
see
the
how
drive.
I'm feeling tomorrow after back-to-back games.
Yeah. Bring your music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See if I find time tonight to find 7 songs.
I'll be bringing mine. All right. Steve Lloyd's coming up next. I'll have your intermissions and Jim K. Ford Lincoln Center's post-game show with the shooter, the Hall of Famer in the American Hockey League, Brad Smith.
A lot of people want me to just play Tsunami tomorrow. Do I have to have that as one of my 7?
Graham, with your 7, you can do anything you want. You want to play the same song 7 times? Go right ahead. It's your time. No one's going to tell you what to do. A lot of pressure. Tonight, hockey. Tomorrow, music. We'll see you tomorrow, Graham, 2 o'clock on The Drive. Pre-game show's coming up next. Thanks for listening to The Drive here on TSN 1200.